Dion, a lot of Patriot fans are saying a win is a win, but didn't feel good yesterday. You said something similar after the game in the locker room, saying that you feel like your team's better than that, and it didn't feel good to win that way. What'd you mean about that 37-37 win?
I'm just overall, we didn't put our best football on the field. It was an ugly win, but you know, after a long night of rest, we take this victory in stride, and looking forward to next week. I think once the flow clear, man, it's all about winning the games, and that's what we did. It wasn't pretty, but we won.
You know, you were involved in this game probably more than you have early. I mean, 8 targets, you're second in the team behind Wes, and 4 catches, 30 right. yards. And was there something that you saw? Did you know that coming into the game you'd be bigger role?
No, I'm pretty sure the coaches, you know, Josh was calling up the plays. It was just going with the game plan. The fact that I was more involved, I was very excited about that. But as far as me knowing exactly what was what, you never know how the game is going to unfold until the game starts. You know, so just whatever Josh was calling, that's what we ran with.
I mean, Dion, they were getting you involved in this game early and often even late in the game. And I saw you doing some things that you normally don't do, catching some of those little option routes that you would normally see Wes or Julian doing too. So, and how much is this a push to get you ready for the stretch here? Because I don't know if they were trying to save you in the first half of the season or whatever, to get you ready down the stretch.
I hope so. You know, but you know, overall, I think the game, we had a great game plan going into the game, a great week of practice, and I think you know, by us being a lot more balanced and then moving guys around a lot, it's a plus for our offense. You know, trying to take some of the load off of Wes and some of the stuff off of Gronkowski, moving guys around, trying to put us in a different position to make the plays. And the coach did a great job of doing that. We just got to come through with the plays.
Yeah. And yesterday I saw Tom. I think he was really giving Edelman the business, and I think he said a few words to Wes too. I forgot exactly which play it was on, but I know you guys didn't pick up the first down on that one third down there.
Right.
And he was giving them the business. What happened on that play, if you remember? Which one it was?
I don't even know. I knew about the one with Julian. I didn't see the one with Wes. And you all probably didn't see one when he was talking to me when we had him backed up. It was on third down. Actually, when we had the ball on our back end of the goal line. You know, that's the thing about Tom, you know. This guy's a perfectionist, and I love playing with him. I know the rest of the guys love playing with him. You know, he has the expectation that he has in all of his receivers is unparalleled, man. And the thing is, we're out there trying our best to do everything possible for him. You know, and there's going to be some times that other teams are going to make some plays or so. But unfortunately, I didn't see the one with Julian. I mean, I didn't see the one with Wes. You know, Tom want to make sure he get all of us the football. Trust me, we're trying our best to get home football.
Yeah, but we didn't see too much of Julian after that one, though. I mean, it was kind of a done deal after he got the tongue lash in there from Tom.
No. I've been losing the confidence, and the coaches hasn't lost any confidence in Julian either. Trust me. You know, that guy, he's going to be a great player in this league, a great player for this team as well.
Hey, we've seen
it was just different personnel that we had going in the game. You know, if you notice, a couple of times Julian was in with, you know, with Wes, and Julian was in with Brandon. So we just had a bunch of different packages that we went in the game and that we was using.
Gotcha.
It wasn't nothing targeted towards Julian, you know.
I mean, we've seen that from Tom before, you know, on the sidelines, the animated Tom Brady. Yeah. I'm just wondering, has there ever been a scenario, have you seen it, where a wide receiver gets on Tom rather than the other way around?
Yeah, I mean, we get on him time to time.
I'm just wondering if you're giving it back to him, that's all.
Cuss him out.
Yeah.
You know,
time out.
Overall, though, we don't, you know, like I said, this guy, as much as he get on us, he gets on himself as hard, you know what I'm saying, as much as well. The thing is, you know, when there's a mistake made by him, trust me, he's the first to come up and tell us, hey, that was my fault, I messed it up. You know, our job is to catch the ball. His job is to throw it. Regardless of where the ball is, we have to catch the ball. You know, like myself on the slant, I know it was a low ball, but I got to catch that ball, you know.
Yeah, there were a couple catches early in the game. I know Wes dropped one that could have been a touchdown, and then you dropped one in the same drive.
Yep.
Just wondering how, was the sun a big factor on both of those balls?
Man.
I know you're not allowed to. I know as a receiver, we're not allowed to say that, but you can keep it real with me, man.
Yeah. I mean, we knew with all the going into the game, it's a 1 o'clock game. We haven't played at one in a minute, you know. But we practice in this type of weather. You know, well, not this week we haven't, but you know, this is part of the game. You know, when it's raining, we got to catch the ball. The sun is out, we got to catch it. You know.
Gotcha.
There's no excuses coming from me.
Just two guys is known for having very good hands. Just a couple of routine catches there for you guys, and it just looked like it was very difficult to locate the ball.
Well, you had what people on Twitter were calling a Troy Brown type play, I believe, yesterday, Dion, because the ball bounced. It looked like Buffalo was going to have a pick. You did what Troy did in San Diego. You reached in. Was that an homage to Troy Brown ripping the ball out in San Diego?
Look here. The best thing for it to be an incomplete pass than to be an interception. You know, at least we got 3 points out the drive instead of them having the ball going the other way. I think it was just my natural reaction. As soon as I turned, the ball was like right on me. And it's so weird as far as me trying to catch it. It seemed like I kind of popped the ball up instead of, you know, my natural reaction. But once I realized that the ball was up in the air somewhere, I just turned around. And I think we both were trying to locate the ball. He had it, and then, I just reached in and tried to do everything I can to get it out.
And you missed it. You talked about the Edelman play. As a follow-up, Troy, as a wide receiver, Dion, whose responsibility is it when the pressure is going to come and they're going to send a cornerback, they're going to send a safety? Does Tom call out the change in route? Is that your responsibility as wide receiver to know, okay, they're going to bring pressure from this side. I need to adjust my route to get to the place where that defender was so I can be open for Tom?
Oh, exactly. Well, that's Tom's decision. You know, he has all the flexibility to do those things in our offense, and we have to be on the same page with him. You know, which yesterday it was a couple of times that all of us was off a little, you know what I'm saying? It was just a weird game. We're going to tighten this stuff up, though. But that's Tom's decision. He has the option to change plays. We just have to make sure we're on the same page with him.
You know, I know you guys just focus on the offensive side of the ball and to score points, but you put up 37, and it's almost like you walk off the field frustrated because you know that if you put a touchdown in there at the end instead of that field goal, that game was just about over. Does that bother you? Does it get frustrating putting up 37, almost walking up going, what the hell am I doing? I'm pissed off. We put up 37 points.
I know. I'm telling you, it felt weird after the game. It felt weird in the locker room. But I think that's the emotions. That's how much it, you know, just goes to show you how much work we put in during the week of practice. And then for us to go out there and not do what we did in practice all week. And then also put up the type of points, like you said. It kind of frustrates you a little, you know, because we know deep down inside we did leave a couple plays on the football field, maybe a touchdown or two here and there. But we all can say that in hindsight. I mean, the thing is we have to start taking advantage of the opportunity when we have it, you know, when it comes about. But now, like I said, it's a victory. We got to move forward and, you know, get ready for the coach.
I don't know if you heard it, but Ryan Fitzpatrick after the game talked about Brandon Spikes and called him a little bit of a punk based on these games you played this year. What goes through your mind when an opposing player calls out one of your guys like that or makes a comment about one of your players, Dion?
I don't know. I think the guy, you know, he probably didn't mean it. You know, I mean, clearly, it's not my opinion don't matter as far as on that flag that Brandon got, but, I mean, that was kind of crazy, you know, but for him to say something like that's what I guess that's what he's supposed to say, being that he's our opponent, you know, and that guy, you know, they lost. I'm pretty sure they felt like they could have won that game, just like we feel like we could have put up more points. The only thing is we won the game, so. I don't have too much to say about that, though.
And the question is really, if you haven't gotten this memo yet, I'm sure you'll get it at some point. The TV Guild has nominated you for an Emmy based on what you did in the main event with Kenny Mayne and Zoltan Mesko. If you did get the award, would you accept the award as Best Sports Comedy Actor in 2012?
Yeah, how was it? Was it okay?
We just played the audio.
We think you did a great job in that thing. You were way better than Mesko. He stunk. You sold it a lot better than he did.
Oh, okay, I appreciate that. I got a little bit more work to do, just a little bit. I haven't seen it. My dad, my parents and stuff called me and told me about it. I haven't seen it, though. I think that guy, Kenny, he's something else, man. He's a funny guy.
Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/WE. Yeah, we posted the video so you and all our listeners can, if they missed it yesterday, you trying to sell your locker room to play, to be the DJ. Although, if you only know three rap songs, they said you only know three rap songs was the negative campaign Zoltan ran against you, and they were all, early edition rap. And they got on you for that a little bit.
And there was a part that they cut out, man. I think we was going to do a little piece that was in the locker room. That really would have sold that. I'm pretty sure I probably would have won that award easily had we finished the whole thing, but we didn't. There was some stuff missing in the locker room, so we couldn't get it done.
Cool.
Well, you can see it at facebook.com/WEEI. You stole the thing. Kenny Mann was okay. Zoltan was okay. Deion Branch, you were the star of that.
I appreciate it, man.
Deion, check it out, facebook.com/WEEI, and good luck against Indy.
Yeah, appreciate it, fellas.